we did. Amy Custard was our lone champion for the day, and then we brought home a fourth place medal with Izzy Campos, who really for the most part of the day wrestled really well, and she continues to get better, so we're pretty excited about that. Peyton picked up a fifth place medal. They did wrestle out for fifth and sixth, so that's always kind of nice. It gives a chance some of the girls that usually are in that top four to bring home some hardware, so that was nice. Noli Stevens and Mika Dobb both brought home sixth place medals. Tough tournament, a couple new teams. We saw it. Adams Central was there. They have a real nice girls team. I think they may co-op with Hastings, and I don't know, between the Hastings High girls and Adams Central, they have a pretty solid team. And then Beatrice traveled to Lexington also, and we haven't seen them. And they have some pretty good wrestlers too. So overall, again, just seems like down the stretch here, we've had some real tough tournaments, which is what we want. It does prepare us for districts, so that's a good thing.
Yep, and always like to see some new competition. It gets kind of old seeing the same people, same teams week after week, doesn't it?
It does, and with the girls being just in our second year of sanctioned, it's we don't have an overabundance of tournaments to go to, and we can't just pick and choose where we'd like to go. And so you just draw a lot of teams. I mean, every tournament we go to seems like there's between 18 and 22 teams there. So just not a lot of choices for everybody. You see a lot of the same competition. So if you do get a chance to see somebody new, it benefits you.
I tell you, Ambie's really come in, and once she's able to get some varsity matches in, she's really making them count, isn't she?
She is wrestling at a very high caliber right now, and talking to some of the other coaches the other day, when you come to think of that, you know, we did get her a few exhibition matches while she was still waiting on her 90-day rule, but, you know, she's only wrestled, I think, 12 matches now at the varsity level, and where the season wears on wrestlers, whether it be, you know, males or females, either one, and it takes a toll on the body. And, you know, she's just, she's fresh and ready. You know, she's still healthy and just feeling great right now, where some of the other girls are banged up and dealing with some aches and pains and injuries. And that, you know, that's going to benefit her down the stretch, we feel like, anyway. So, but you're right, she's wrestling very well right now.
And again, you had some of the medalists, other girls medalists, and then even some of the non-medalists, some girls getting some match time. And again, you're seeing improvement all the time, aren't you?
Exactly. That's our goal every day. We try to get better, and each time we get on the mat, we try to get better, and that's what it takes. You have to have that mat time. You have to have the experience to get better. And, yeah, some of those girls that don't have a lot of success when they, you know, as far as it comes to getting the medal and stuff, but they do improve. It will benefit them, you know, in the coming years for them.
You are winding down this regular season here pretty quickly, aren't you?
We are. We've got our another home duel against Colby, Kansas. They'll be coming up to the high school here in McCook on Thursday evening. That'll start at 6:30. And then we will travel to Amherst on Saturday, and that'll be another tough tournament. And you're right, the next Friday and Saturday, we travel to Madison, Nebraska, a four-hour trip away, and that is district time. So it's been a fast season. Once you get past that Christmas break, it flies.
So some of these matches coming up here later on this week, some wins could help seeding purposes, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. You want to try to keep that record above 500 because, you know, then you are seedable. And then sometimes maybe you wrestle somebody and you might have a common opponent against somebody else. So this time of the year, I mean, you got to get the wins and every match counts.